This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're in the midst of a lot of 90-degree days, or very close to it, or a bit above it, even hitting the century mark a few times this year, and that means fire danger is an issue. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. In spite of all the weather recently, you guys have fared fairly well.
We have this year. We're actually at 61 fires total with only 33.18 acres burned.
Now, how does that compare to maybe a standard number?
Last year at this exact time, we were facing 117 acres with 7,278 acres burned. Sorry, with 117 fires.
Wow. So a bit of an improvement this year, but yet things aren't over yet.
No, things aren't over yet. We've had a month-long delay with the fire start this year, but right now we're at that extreme weather. We're in the 90 degrees for a couple, 2 weeks, and the moisture levels in those vegetation has gone down. Our relative humidity has gone down. So we're looking at probably maybe 3-4 weeks in that extreme level, hopefully not longer. If less, would be great.
Well, and you all you have to do is really look around at the hillsides and all of that, you know, areas that were green a few weeks ago, you're seeing things brown up a bit more. And we don't have any thunderstorms, I don't think, in the forecast. There's a slight chance of rain Friday night and Saturday, but that seems to be minor. So overall, things are faring pretty good.
We're looking good, but again, like you said, with that vegetation drying up, and the majority of our fires that are caused every year are human caused, so we just want the public to understand and be aware of their surroundings and practice fire prevention and fire safety.
So human caused, so that's a good point, because no matter how the weather may have dealt you a pretty good card at this point, and fire season starting later with all the moisture at the beginning of the summer, etc., it's that human element. And what are some of the things people ought to remember? Because a lot of people are getting out now, whether it's out camping or doing some other things here before kids go back to school and all that.
The biggest thing about camping, we all know you guys want to have that campfire and roast this and smoke the s'mores, but just remember that campfires are at designated campfire sites only, and designated campfire sites are actually signed with a watchman that's on put duty. Other than that, make sure that your chains and your brakes are working well on your vehicles. Vehicle fires seem to be very common and high at this time.
And, you know, those chain issues and vehicle-related causes, you know, I go back to several years ago when we had a situation along Interstate 5 one evening, and I don't remember ultimately what part of it was on the car, but something was sparking, but somebody wasn't really looking in the rearview mirror, and they started all these spot fires for miles and miles and miles. And so many fire agencies had to come out that evening and deal with it. And it got nipped in the bud fairly aggressively, but it could have been just huge. And yet at the same time, the motorist wasn't even aware what was going on.
Yeah, majority of that, I believe that fire was started by a catalytic converter. And then that shot out some little BBs that were hot and caught in the vegetation and caused those fires. So again, make sure that your car's up to maintenance and your brakes are working well and you're not dragging those chains. Another thing is make sure that you're not out there cutting that dried, cured grass right now. Those restrictions are prohibited. Also, using chainsaws that are not electrical powered or not battery powered are also restricted.
And I think just about every day at some point, with the police scanner going in the newsroom all day long, you hear that somebody's out there mowing dry grass.
Exactly. Dry grass is prohibited. If you have a green, lush, moisturized lawn out there, you can go ahead and cut your lawn. But if it's dry, please just don't do it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, so far people seem to be following that for the most part. But again, just about every day, somebody, and it sounds like from the interactions I hear, a lot of times folks somehow weren't aware of what's going on, which is why you're in here to make sure they know what's happening.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having us here to spread awareness through the radio avenues. We have information that goes out to all of our media outlets, and we're also releasing information on our Facebook page at Douglas Forest Protective Association, and always on our website at dfpa.net.
And on your website, too, you've really got all the specifics about fire season as it relates to the industrial operators and for the folks at home? I mean, because there's a kind of a long list, which can get kind of long on the radio, but I mean, there's a lot of different elements to this.
There's a lot of information that's on there, and I actually readjusted it yesterday and made our information even more easily accessible. There's specific tabs for public use restrictions and a tab for industrial use restrictions, and we're also available by phone at 541-672-6507, and we always have an up-to-date 24-hour information line that can be reached at 541-672-0370.
Now, you had a fire the other day up by Kellogg. That didn't end up being super big, but just being where it was, again, the potential to be a lot bigger.
Yeah, exactly. That total acreage for that fire was 1.2 acres. Thanks to Kellogg and Oakland and DFPA that responded quickly and got that fire out. But based on the location, it was a hazard to public. That's why ODOT had to come out and close those roads for the safety of our public and our firefighters that were responding. So at this time, the actual cause of that fire is under investigation, but we do know that it was vehicle related. So that's why I'm emphasizing, please check your cars. Please make sure those chains aren't dragging and your catalytic converters are in good shape.
All right, Rachel Pope, anything else that folks should know going into a long weekend here?
Let's just be safe out there, practice fire safety, and know that our regulations are in place to keep our public safe. We want you to enjoy this weekend's festivities, and we want to keep Oregon green.
All right, Rachel, thanks for coming in. 8:38 at the morning report.